Hello.
Hello, is Kathy Kesem there?
Wrong number.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
As my what?
Your race.
Blackfoot Indian.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
Bobby 6719.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Don't know them yet.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hadn't decided. I hadn't even thinking about it.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
This as
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two on the list. You can either stop me or we can match with your opinion afterwards. Protecting the LGBTQ rights, standing up to the rising racism and discrimination, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving the economy, reducing crime, fighting inflation, providing affordable childcare, reducing gun violence, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer.
They're hard to call. I don't know.
Yeah. In your opinion, just tell me which ones, which topics do you think Congress should be... Immigration? Another one?
Healthcare.
So that would be, let me go, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs? Okay, thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages are or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead? In your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two, similar to the last question. Would it be racism and discrimination, poor life choices?
That'd be the number one.
Okay. The rest is poor life choices and values by some, not enough good role models. The breakdown of the family traditional family structure, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethic, lack of good paying job opportunities.
Discrimination.
Okay. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, or too many people depending on the government for handouts. You mentioned racism and discrimination and not enough good role models. Would you like to change that?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, little, nothing at all?
No, I read nothing about that.
Okay. But thinking about that, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Nope.
Do you somewhat oppose it, or do you strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Kamala Harris.
Don't like her.
From 0 to 100, where 0 means that you feel unfavorable and 100,
zero.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Who?
Black Lives Matter or BLM movement?
I don't believe in none of that crap.
May I have from the scale from 0 to 100?
0.
Beyonce?
0. I don't believe in none of that crap.
Okay. Ron DeSantis? How about Ron DeSantis with that from 0 to 100?
I don't get involved in none of that crap. Whatever these people gonna do, they gonna do it anyway. So I don't have opinion on none of them.
Okay, just for that to be recorded, I just want to go through it and you tell me whether it's a 0.
No, or I don't got whatever they do. It ain't gonna change. So I didn't leave it at that.
Okay then. Well, thank you very much for your participation anyway.
All right.
Thanks. Have a wonderful night.